Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, we have talked a little bit in the past about how UMD has some fresh food and produce that's being grown right here on the campus farms for folks to enjoy. And now we're kind of following this through to the logical conclusion. Jonna Corpy is our guest in the studio this morning. She's the activities coordinator for UMD's Office of Sustainability, and UMD is rolling out compostable cups and straws, so just about every piece of single-use tableware on campus is compostable. Jonna, good morning. Thanks for joining us. So, whose idea was this? It sounds like a brilliant idea, but I'm sure that there were some additional costs right at the beginning, and people were going,
There are a few additional costs, but the champions that we have in our dining services department they think it's really a worthwhile cause to pursue, and so we've got some really great people working in behind the scenes and have been working on this for a long time. So they said it's just a natural thing, and they're willing to take up that extra little bit of cost.
Fantastic. Well, and that's the kind of thing, too, that we hope that as, you know, this movement kind of gains momentum, that the costs on a lot of these things are starting to come down as people are starting to realize how important this is. Mm-hmm. So what kinds of compostable products are there? Tell us a little bit about that.
So the new ones that are coming out today are the Coke cups. So that has been the last kind of holdout. So your soda cups are going to be compostable in the straws. You've also got your to-go clamshells, your soup cups, your spoons and forks and knives, the plates, your wrappers from your sandwiches and your burgers, and the little checkered fry boats that you get your french fries in. Just about everything is compostable.
I'm hungry. I feel the need to go upstairs and check this out for myself now. And the cups roll out today.
Today.
Da, 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 yes. Da, da, da.
And actually, there's a ton of things going on in the food court today. It's UMD Nutrition Day, and the food court is having its grand opening for the new grab and go. That's up in the food court. And so most of the products in there are also compostable, the packaging in there, or recyclable.
Fantastic. You know, there could be a grab and grow, too. I mean, wouldn't it be fun to just kind of swing by between classes and grab a carrot, you know, and then just rinse it off under a fountain and then scoot on to your next class?
That's the way to change the culture.
That could maybe be the next thing. Now, is this going to be campus-wide? So it will be in, you know, the food court, the dining center, the coffee shop? Is it campus-wide yet?
Coffee shop already has mostly compostable products as well. The dining center doesn't have to-go items, and so they don't have those to-go cup needs.
Right.
So pretty much everything in the dining center is reused. So it's, you know, like your regular silverware and plates and things. But yeah, the coffee shop is pretty much fully compostable as well.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So when new students or when you folks give tours, because UMD, of course, gives lots of tours and it's kind of all year around, there are new students coming through to look at the campus and think about whether or not this is where they want to go to school. Are these sorts of things, do you think, benefits, do they chalk up in the plus column when new students and people come to tour UMD?
I hope so. It's certainly something we've seen with freshmen coming in, that they expect that there's recycling bins and composting bins. Folks living in the residence halls have requested compost bins for their dorm rooms, which we're not quite there yet, but that's a goal for the future. So it is an expectation of students coming in, and I think it's a big point of pride for UMD.
So you mentioned that students do have a lot of expectations, and it's fascinating to watch and see how the culture changes and how people have new expectations. They've been indoctrinated, you know,
yes,
in different ways. We
mm-hmm.
recycle, we compost, we whatever it might be. You said the key now, though, is people throwing stuff in the right bins.
Yes.
How complicated is this going to be, given that we are such creatures of habit?
We hope to make it as easy as possible. So across campus, you'll see the different colored bins. So you've got your green compost bins, your blue recycling bins, and black trash bins. Facilities management is working really hard on making all the bins very standard so that people can think less about it and just use their color schemes, but that's still a work in progress. We'll also have people out and about talking and helping them sort trash in the food court. You might have seen them in there this semester, also helping sort trash. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible. And a lot of the products themselves have the labeling on it, so you can know this is compostable or this is recyclable. And you can always ask, too.
Well, and of course, you can always do the little peek. You know, yes. I'm trying to remember where I was because I never go anywhere. But I went someplace just recently, and I wasn't sure. And I looked at my plate, and I thought, I bet you this is compostable. You know, and I peeked in the bin, and there was another plate there. And I went, yes, boink. And so there it went. Yes. So maybe it's just a question of seeding the garbage bins with a couple of items so everybody kind of has an idea what goes where.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Jonna, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a blast up at the food court today. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of different things to celebrate up there.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Jonna Corpy, our guest this morning here on Green Visions on KUMD. Green Visions is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.